The United Nations Press Corps in New York is a rather staid body, full of reporters who follow the diplomatic beat, faithfully chronicling every twist and turn in draft resolutions promising sanctions against the likes of Iran and North Korea. But that's all changing with the arrival of a blogger who's shaking up not only the press corps, but the very institution itself. Our United Nations correspondent Laura Trevelyan reports now on the impact of Matthew Lee.
I work with an internet-based publication called Inner City Press, and although mostly report on sort of human rights types issues, for about the last couple weeks I've been running a daily series about the United Nations Development Program. Somebody was fired there. I got a lot of calls from staffers saying that it was an important thing to cover, so I launched a series, and it's working well because I'm getting responses from UNDP staffers in Vietnam, Russia, all over the world.
Matthew Lee's blog on the goings-on inside the United Nations Development Programme is making waves. The steady drip of emails he's receiving from disgruntled staff inside the organisation that's supposed to be helping the world's poor is irritating UN officials and causing questions to be asked inside embassies. This comes as no surprise to Michael Powell, New York bureau chief of the Washington Post.
Well, there's this wonderfully sort of, in the best sense of the word, both brilliant and demented quality to him. He is, I've been aware of him because I used to work in New York for another paper since the 80s when he drove Bronx politicians wild with his stories of corruption, very often accurate. And I was just aware of him as this sort of wonderful, larger-than-life character who seemed to sort of follow his own muse.
That muse has led Matthew Lee in the past to turn up information about how financial institutions lent money to the poor at high interest rates. Bank mergers across the nation were stalled as a result. Now he's at the UN. The questions he's asking have caused ructions at the daily briefing with the official spokesman, Stefan Dujarric.
My intention from now on is to ask you questions about UNDP.
I think, Matthew, UNDP has been extremely, extremely responsive to all your questions.
A senior UN official called Matthew a jerk. Yet diplomats are researching answers to his questions in case mainstream journalists follow up his work. Michael Powell says Matthew may be a blogger, but he's a responsible one.
I'm one of any number of reporters who have actually picked up on stories that he's onto. Can you sort of take it from what he says to the paper? Absolutely not. You have to check it and play it out. But he's actually quite a careful, again, in his own wonderfully hallucinogenic way, he's a very careful reporter.
The cozy club of the United Nations just isn't used to Matthew's approach. Correspondents here observe the protocol of diplomatic reporting, with off-the-record briefings and unattributable dinners and cocktails. Matthew posts everything on his blog.
I actually now see it to some degree as kind of like a feudal village, where it's like, it's a nice feeling, but when you step on the wrong toes, suddenly people were talking about, you know, your accreditation might be taken.
Matthew's press credentials weren't taken away. Stefan Dujarric offered this olive branch.
I hope you all know how much my office tries to show you the respect that all of you deserve for your professionalism, and in particular Matthew, because I had singled you out, I wanted you to know that despite a few heated words last week, that we do appreciate the work that you do as a journalist, and since you've come here, you've made it your business to pursue topics that might otherwise be ignored.
The information age is changing traditional journalism and the well-established ways institutions have of dealing with reporters. As Matthew Lee has shown, the stately United Nations is no exception.
Laura Trevelyan reporting from New York. Our closing headlines this evening.